What's on your heart today, Monsignor?
Today, what I really wanted to share with you, I looked at the readings. You know, the reading was about Our Lady. She is huge right now as the sign. The pregnant mother. Now, Mary was pregnant. You know, the vision that the church gives us, the church at this time of the year had turned its gaze toward John the Baptist. The Lord is coming. He's going to be coming. Well, what's the message? You know, the Lord is coming. He came 2014 years ago. And the Lord is coming. Is he coming? Is Mary pregnant with Jesus? She had the baby. Every nativity scene, you know? And I love the way we try and dramatize it. And I love what Saint Francis did with the creche. Joseph and Jesus and Mary. And have this scene as something that we've reverenced. The incarnation. God came down from heaven. And he impregnated by the power of the Holy Spirit a virgin. And Ahaz, you know, was looking for a sign. Isaiah the prophet. It's in the readings today. You know, look for a sign. What's the sign? A virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And his name shall be Emmanuel, which is God with us. Hundreds of years before the pregnancy of Mary. The story of Mary is told in Luke's gospel. The angel came and appeared to Mary, and she conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. This story, which is in the scriptures today, please understand that it has been accomplished. We're not trying to pump up everybody to have a Christmas spirit and then, you know, go over the scene again. Mary is pregnant and is going to have a baby. Oh, I don't think that's true. I mean, this Christmas, she had the baby 2014 years ago. That baby grew up in the year 33. He suffered, he died, and he rose. That Jesus, that is the Son of Mary and the Son of God, went back to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit. What is the story this year, 2014, about the coming of Jesus? Last night when I was with Chris, it was so beautiful. I went and I appeared to this group. It's in Southern California. And they all got together, just a little small band, maybe 1,000 people. What's that? I was telling them how Jesus is born into the world today. There were us priests there. There were people. What was my message? Jesus not is coming, is here. Where? In me, in them, in the baptized. Today, I'm at my brother's, and one of my little great nephews is going to bring a baby, and we're going to baptize this baby, Riley. Riley is going to be baptized. My niece, his son's son. This little baby is born into the world in Jesus. This child is going to receive Jesus into him. You have received Jesus into you. What are we going to do here today? We're going to trace a sign on this little baby. Who? His mother, his father. We are going to claim him for Jesus. As the baptizing priest, we're going to trace this oil across his little chest. This baby, this newborn. I'm going to put a sign of claim him for Jesus. And then water and the Holy Spirit is going to come upon him. And he is going to be Jesus in the world today. Just as his father, just as his mother are Christ in the world today. Thank God his mother's a Protestant. She is in Jesus I thank God for that, because so many of you that are listening to me don't know your Jesus in the world. I think your ministers have probably done a better job than most priests in teaching this truth. When you are baptized, you are baptized into Christ Jesus. And I'm sorry to say that. Do the best you can. Priests that were with me last night, priests that are listening to me, teach the coming of Jesus through us. If Jesus is going to live in the world today, he's going to come through us, with us, in us. We Catholics who have the great teaching of the Eucharist, we teach that Jesus comes into us in Holy Communion, but only because he has been in us through baptism, in us through confirmation. We receive him into him. He in us, we in him. And when you're baptized, you are living in him and he in you. When I began to teach that last night, it was like electric. I am in the world today as Christ. What is my mission then? My mission is to bring Christ to the world. How? Through me. My words, my thoughts, my prayers, my actions. He in me, I in him. In order to be fully alive in Jesus Christ, we have to be in grace. Are you limiting the life of Jesus within you by a life of sin? Are you limiting the life of Jesus because that is the enemy of Christ? Christ came to conquer sin. Is sin in me? Yes, it is. Is it in you? Yes, it is. How does it get there? Every time I stand at the altar and pray, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, listen to this. I have sinned in my thoughts. What thoughts do I have as I prepare for Christmas? Do I have judgments about my neighbor? Do I have lustful thoughts? Do I have envious thoughts? Do I have hateful, unforgiving thoughts? In my thoughts, I do not reflect Jesus, do not radiate Christ. Why? Because the heart of Christ in me loves everyone. The heart of Christ in me, the life of Christ, the mind of Christ. St. Paul says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Today, as we prepare for Christmas, Christ is coming into the world through me. Let him come into me, into my thoughts. Let him radiate through my words, through my actions, and all those things I could do. The way I limit Christ, who has an urgency in me. As St. Paul says, Caritas Christi urget nos, that love of Christ drives me, brings about this life. The Holy Spirit in me drives me. The charity of Christ is in me. I actually can live that life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Yesterday, it was so magnificent. How many of us are dead tired this time of the year? I was yesterday. I was. The sisters who asked me to come and be there at the cathedral, that magnificent cathedral that used to be Christ Cathedral, I went there for the first time. And there I met this group of Christians. There, that's where we prayed. That's where we had Mass. That's where we had confession. That's where we had the anointing of the sick. Jesus. Jesus and his power. You know what we did yesterday? We drove out demons. We healed the sick. Who? Jesus. The priests, the people of God, radiating Christ, singing his praises, proclaiming his presence in Southern California. You are called to do and be that in Nebraska, in New York, in Beijing, in every part of this world, in New Delhi, in Pakistan, wherever you are, if you are a baptized Christian, you are Jesus in the world. If you are a Christian and you have been baptized, cleanse yourself. How? Through the power of the Holy Spirit in repentance and turning into more fully alive in Jesus Christ. For the glory of the Father, by the power of the Spirit, who is the one that we announce today that's going to help us and succeed in this task? Mary. The church holds up today to the whole world. Hail Mary, in fulfillment of the words of Isaiah, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. You are going to receive and have received, the gospel tells her, the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit. And you are going to conceive a son, and his name is Jesus. You are the first one in whose womb he comes. The Son of God becomes your son. Because you said yes to the angel 2014 years ago, and you conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, you brought into the world, and we're celebrating it. Jesus, 2014 years ago. What is the good news today? That same Jesus who was in you is in us. By the power of the Holy Spirit and water and baptism, Riley is going to become a living temple of God. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I became a living temple of God. God dwelling in me and I in him. The mission of the church today in proclaiming the good news is bringing Christ into the world this Christmas. Through him and with him and in him, O God Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, fellow Christians throughout the world, we can praise the Father with the heart, the mind, the very power of Jesus in him and through him and with him. All praise to God our Father. All of the church today, all of the members of the baptized church can praise God our Father. Glory to God in the highest, the angels sang. And we can do that. Jesus can glorify his Father through us and with us and in us. What is the magnificence of Christmas 2014? You and I, all of us, one together, united in love, can bring his mercy, his message, his mission throughout the entire world. This can be the greatest coming of Jesus into the entire world. When we are one in him, and he wants us to. How long does that have to take? It could be this year, this coming year of grace, where all Christians will unite. Can that happen? After all these centuries of brokenness, there is nothing he can't do. He prayed it, that they all may be one. If you want it, Jesus, and we let you do it, you can do that. You prayed that they all may be one, as thou, Father, in me, and I in thee. What is the unity that we want with each other? beloved brothers and sisters. That cathedral that I was in would belong to the Christians, the Protestants. Reverend Schuller, as he stood there proclaiming the word of God, that temple is not just really, it's just a sign for us. His heart, his soul, his spirit was united in Jesus. And now I've met with a whole group of Catholics there last night. Protestants and Catholics can be one all over the world. Orthodox can become one. As the Holy Father, when he met with the Orthodox Patriarch in Constantinople, or as he met there, as they united in prayer and love together, we all could become one. In an instant, I believe, really, once Jesus brings his body together, that they all may be one. As thou, Father, in me, and I in thee. What is that unity? It's a mystery of divine love. What is the measure of that love? We can be one as the Father and the Son are one by the power of the Holy Spirit. What a beautiful mission and time for the world to have us. It's a great sign as we prepare for Christmas this year.
Monsignor?
Yes?
Is it a dangerous thing sometimes for us, especially the Christian, who wants to be out there in the world, but we fall into a trap of thinking that we're going to go out and do good, and we think we're doing it for Jesus, but we somehow get it twisted. We end up taking it on to ourselves. Do you know where I'm going with that?
The most difficult area in the world of mission is to recognize. When you really recognize missionaries like Mother Teresa, can you think of anyone? In my lifetime, I've met great missionaries, but no one greater than her. And she always had such a love for the Catholic Church. But she always had such a love for Muslims, for Hindus, for suffering people. That sign that brought everyone together. If you just think of Mother, then you think of Mary and how she longed to bring her child into the world. That's the sign that the Church puts in front of us today. When I was in Lebanon, I met so many Muslims who loved Al-Adra, the Virgin, Al-Adra. They loved Miriam. They referred to her as Al. They didn't refer to her as the Mother of God, but they really loved Mary. They love Our Lady. Hindus. When I was in India, the love that the Hindus had for Mary, when they would come to the mother house where Mother Teresa was. What makes us one? Love. And that's really what I believe is going to bring about this unity. What will keep our mission pure and simple? It will be love. We'll recognize that I don't do it, but it's Christ that does it through me. I don't do anything. When I used to ask Mother, what prevents, I think, the heresy and the error that you are talking about, is I used to say to Mother, Mother, how can I pray for you? She would always say, pray that I stay out of God's way. Mother Teresa was so aware that it was not she who was doing it, but Christ who was doing it through her. And when you met her, you knew that that was Jesus operating through her. And so often the do-gooders of this world get in the way. They think they're doing it. And that's what I think gets us in the problem. I can do nothing. Jesus says in the 15th chapter of John, without me, he said, you can do nothing. That's a good warning that those who simply consider the mission can sometimes fail to give credit to the God who does it through them.
Final thought, Monsignor?
I think I would like to just end with that prayer which we have at the Mass when we pray that it is Jesus who is the center of everything. And then as we hold aloft the bread and the cup, which is now the body and blood of Christ consecrated and present among us. And we held it up. I'd like to hold that up before the entire world, the body and the blood of Jesus, and pray, through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. This Christmas, we prepare for the coming of Jesus, and through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, may this world give you all the glory and all the praise. Amen.